Well, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. He is simply marvelous. He is simply wonderful. He is simply the greatest. He is simply good. Somebody said all the time, and all the time, God is good. The word of God to the person who is seeking an answer from the Lord this morning, I want to give it to you real early and real quick because you got up and you came to hear something from God. God says to you, you're not in it alone. You are not in it alone. I don't know what the it is, but this morning when I woke up, it was settling heavy in my spirit to say to some person, you've been praying, you've been asking God, the why has been at the forefront of your life. You're struggling, trying to understand and make sense of things that does not make sense. God says, tell them, you're not in it alone. Whatever you're going through, my brother, my sister, you need to know you're not in it alone. God made a promise to us, and His promise was, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Wherever life lands you, the Lord is there. David testified, if I make my bed in hell, there the Lord will be there too. God does not leave us in the moments of our hurt, pain, and suffering. God does not leave us in the moments when we feel like the world is coming to an end. God sticks by us. This is what happens. We change our posture. We move our location. And we walk away from God. And even when we walk away from God, He still calls our name, asking us to come unto Him, all who are labored and heavy laden, and He would give us rest. You're not in it alone, my sister. You're not in it alone, my brother. You have to lift your head and recognize that God takes us through various seasons in our lives. And when God takes us through those seasons, some of them are desolate. Some of them are hurtful, but none of them are destroyable. You will never ever be destroyed by anything you go through. It will only make you wiser. It will only make you better. It will only make you stronger. As a proof to the truth of God, I've had my share of ups and I've had my share of downs. I've had my share of hurt, disappointment, and even moments when I thought life was done. But through it all, God came through, and He proved true to His word. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So my sister, my brother, the Lord has you on His mind this morning. He has you on His mind to tell you you're not in this alone. The whole world may have turned on you, your whole world, your whole being. The people in your circle may have turned their back on you, may have hurt you, may have shocked you, may have mesmerized you. But listen to me. God said, I'm still here. I'm still available, and I'm still able. God is able to do not just what He said He would do, but God is able to do what you need for Him to do. See, that's the shout. That's the excitement of the God that we serve. He knows what we need. But even the things that we long for, we talk to Him, and He responds. I'm grateful today to have you as a part of my life. Every morning when I get up, not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, but every morning when I get up, I pray for each and every one of you. While I don't know your names individually, I pray for this prayer call. I pray for those individuals who are struggling, those individuals who are not struggling, those individuals who just want peace. I pray for you because God wants you to know you're in the right spot at the right moment, and that He will never leave you. My prayers is not what gets you over. My prayers is what helps me to be able to receive from God so I can give you the message that He sends your way. Here's His message at the top of the hour for you, my sister, and for you, my brother. I don't know your name. I don't know your circumstance. I don't know your situation, but here's your message. You're not in it alone. You're in it with the great I Am. That was Sunday's sermon. Oh, man, what a time. The Lord blessed us in that message. You're in it with the great I Am that I am, Elohim, the God who's more than enough, the God who is everything you will ever need. Whenever you in something that is in conflict with you, you and God is always the majority. Excuse me. We are always the majority. We win. We win because God has all power. He's almighty. He's self-sufficient. He has everything in the hollow of his hand. I need you to believe that today. I need you to walk away from the prayer call this morning with your mind made up that if God brought me to this moment, he's going to bring me through it. I was speaking with a young brother on this yesterday, encouraging him because he was feeling low, like things are not working out the way anticipated. And what I shared with him is what I want to share with you. God knows what he's doing. Get out of God's business. You do your part because there's power in your participation. There are some things you're going to have to do. You're going to have faith. You're going to have to trust God, and you're going to have to lean on him. I want you to walk away from prayer call today trusting God, believing God, leaning on God. You're not in it alone. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you're going through. You're not in it alone. Weeping endures for the night. Joy comes in the morning, but you'll never get to the morning if you don't get through the night. And it's at nighttime when people give up. It's at nighttime when people throw in the towel. It's at nighttime when depression comes in and take over our lives. What you do in your night season will determine your morning. I beg you to hear the word of the Lord to you today. I beg you and I dare you to wash your face this morning and change your perspective and say to God, you and I, we will survive. You and I will come through this. You and I will make it. Do you hear me this morning? Do you hear me, my sister? Do you hear me, my brother? The Lord is speaking directly to you, and he did not give me the privilege of knowing who you are. But he knew that you would be on the call. He knew that you would be listening to hear if there's any word for you. At the top of the hour, that's your word. You are not in this thing alone. As a matter of fact, this thing is going to give you a higher level of our trust in God. When you have come through this one, this situation, this sickness, this hurt, this pain, this devastation, it's going to give you a higher level of trust and dependency on God. I beg you today, heed the word of the Lord to you. I beg you today to trust the word of God that has been given to you today. Because God says you woke up this morning anticipating a word from him. You've got your word. Now walk on it. Speak the things that be not currently as if they are already. Why? Because that's what faith teaches us. Faith teaches us that I might not see it, I believe it because God said it. God sends his word to you. It's a word of clarification. It's a word of healing. It's a word of sanctification. And I need you to believe it. I need you to stand on it this morning. I need you to trust that God knows what he's doing. And where God is right now, God will handle it. God will fix it. God will turn it. God will make it right. David said these words, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. You will not be in the moment you in always. You will not be stuck in this moment. God is waiting for the praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. God is waiting for the praise. He's waiting for the praise, my sister. He's waiting for the praise, my brother. Now, don't praise Pastor Curry. Don't praise Bishop this person or that person. God is waiting for the praise from you to him. Thank him in advance for what he's going to do. That's called worship. Praise is thanking him for what he's already done. Worship is a form of praise, but worship pushes us out of our hurt into God's future of healing. I beg you, sister, I beg you, brother, hear the word today and let the Lord bless your soul real good, bless your body real good, bless your mind real good, bless your totality real good. He's a good God. He's a kind God. He's a merciful God. Now I need you to trust him today. The word of the text for today is very simple, Philippians 4 and 6. Many of you, if not all of you, have read this scripture, have quoted this scripture, and this scripture has been a part of your scriptural base. Philippians 4 and 6. Philippians 4 and 6 is the text of this morning. Philippians 4 and 6 says these words, and this is Paul talking to the saints, as God has sent the word to remind those who are concerned and worried about stuff that they have no business being concerned and worried about. Listen to what Paul encourages them through God's leading. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Watch this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, watch this, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, with praise, with worship, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God. Oh, that's a good word today. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. Here's your word, your second word of the day. Pray about it. That's what I see. The Lord woke me up this morning and told me to encourage some person in a reminder. And the reminder was, you're not in it alone. And then there's the word of God coming to the other person who is at a place where they're not sure what's going on, and he sends another word. Here's the second word. Pray about it. It may seem so simple. It may seem something that will be, okay, second nature. But we have to be reminded of the most powerful tool we have in our spiritual toolbox. It's prayer. I was raised as a young Christian in a very charismatic Pentecostal movement. Prayer is the only thing we knew. Before we got into all the theological hermeneutics and things of that nature, it was prayer. There were times the sermon could not be preached because prayer had taken precedent over the service. It was in prayer where we found salvation. It was in prayer where we found deliverance. It was in prayer where we found healing. It was in prayer where we found God. Sister, brother, I need you to pray about it. You don't call your mother. You don't call your father. You don't call your friends. You don't call your pastor. You don't call the bishop. You don't call the state elder. You don't call the moderator. You don't call everybody. And none of their answers seem to satisfy you. Can I tell you why you have not talked to God about it? Well, Pastor, I did talk to God about it. It's more than just saying and throwing your request to God. It speaks even in the text to make known to God. Make known, meaning there has to be a dialogue back and forward between the two. And he'll give you his peace. I beg you this morning to pray about it, because prayer is the most powerful aspect and tool in our faith journey. You can have many things. There are people who pray for tongues so they can speak in tongues. No, in English, pray to God. Talk to God about it. Let him know what's on your heart. Be honest with him. When we pray, we express our confidence in God. When you call your bishop, when you call your pastor, you're expressing your confidence in them. But when you have that little talk with Jesus privately, you're expressing your confidence in him, and you're saying to him, you're able, you're capable of solving this. This is why I bring it to you. We can go. Many of us have a very strong contact list. I got people who I go to when we want to really get a miracle. I go, we pray. We got pastors who I deal with who we just go into prayer. We turn over our plates. But there's nothing like going in a quiet place, having a quiet conversation with my creator, with my sustainer, with my keeper, with my healer, with my deliverer. We're in the midst at Easy and Fair of reintroducing God. You may say, Pastor, wait a minute, hold it. That doesn't make sense. I know the Lord. I know God. That's why I use the word reintroduce, because when the Lord gave this to me, I was like, this doesn't make sense. He says, based on all the things that are happening and how the people of God are just turning from God, turning away, it's because they forgot who I am. They forgot I am the great I am. They forgot that I can do anything but fail. The troubles of life, the hurt of life, the pains of life have overwhelmed them that they ran from me and forgot who I am. Let me tell you how it starts. It starts with this issue, that issue, and you get overwhelmed and you be complex, because that's what, perplexed rather, that's what the devil does. And then you drift away. You don't pray like you used to pray. You don't trust like you used to trust. You don't honor him the way you used to honor him. And then you start having substitutes. You start having excuses. And then all of a sudden you have turned. God said to me, reintroduce me to the people. For the few folks that you pastor, reintroduce me. And Sunday, I could not get it right before I got out of my study. But let me tell you, for those of you who watch us on YouTube, you may not be able to come to 1400 B Street. The power of God was amazing. The power of God was because we learned I am, and I am can do anything but fail. We reminded the people, but that's not it. We got another one for Sunday, because he's more than the great I am. We're going to continue reintroducing God to the people. And even on this prayer call, let me introduce you and let me say, hey, sis, hey, bruh, this is God, the healer. Hey, sis, hey, bruh, this is God, the deliverer. Hey, sis, hey, bruh, this is God who can do anything but fail. What is it that you're dealing with that God cannot fix? What is it that you're dealing with that God cannot heal? What is it that you're dealing with that God cannot deliver you from? God is our all in all. Don't you forget who he is. And how do you connect with him? Through prayer. The text tells us, don't you be anxious. Don't you be concerned. Don't you be worried. Don't you be overwhelmed with anything. Take everything to God in prayer. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to turn it. He knows how to resolve it. Take it to him in prayer and watch him bless your life. Because God has the power. God has the ability. God can sustain you in it until he's ready to bring you out of it. Oh, yes, when I was young, and some of you are old enough to remember the old song the young folks used to sing, Have a Little Talk with Jesus. That's a great hymn of the church. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. There's a line in there that says, the field of fire will turning. I know that God, listen, just have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it right. Oh, I just wish you would believe me today. I just wish you would believe me today. I just wish that you weren't so much in a hurry to move to the next thing and get out of where you are, and you would hear the voice of God. Talk to him. You'll find out he's approachable. Talk to him. You'll find out he's a healer. Talk to him. You'll find out that he's a deliverer. Talk to him. You'll find out he can do anything but talk to him, and you'll find out what they did was for evil. But when he's going to turn it, it's going to be for good. You got to learn how to pray. And it's not about using the powerful language of the deacons who understood the whole notion of using a hymn and then using cliches and then making sure you call them down from heaven. It's not about that. No. It's about in a quiet place, just having a conversation. He could be your home guy. I don't want to call him a boy, but he could be your home person. He could be your homie. You can just talk to him. God, I don't know how to say the words of must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free. If there's a cross for everyone, then sure. I don't know all of that, God. But what I do know is that you are as close as my whisper, and your ear is attentive to me. Now, God, hear me today. I'm hurting. Hear me today. I'm troubled. Hear the honesty of my heart. And let me tell you something. When you're honest with God, because he already knows, God will respond. We pray that God will give us a miracle for Sister Claudia Jones. And the reason why I keep bringing this up, for those of you saying, why he keep talking about her? Because I promise God, if he do it, he going to get all the glory. Not only did she come home, but let me tell you, I was in my office, and one of our members who have moved away, their families are very rooted in our church, the Burks, and their daughter Siobhan came to say hi to me, and the Burks were in the car, and they said, "Do you know who drove by the house today? Who was it?" It was Elisha and Claudia. They wanted to get a hoagie. Listen to me, everybody. When God do it, it can't be undone. When the doctors say no, God says yes. Why don't you pray today? I got to let you go. I can't stay. I really wish I could keep this conversation going with us this morning. But I want to make sure you keep coming back. So I keep it in the 30-minute zone. But listen, prayer is the most powerful thing you can do. Prayer is the key. Now your faith is what's going to unlock it. Once you've had that conversation, your access is in believing that God can and God will do it, that God can and God will fix it, that God can and God will turn it. That's where you get your power. So you can ask me the question. I'll give you the answer. The question is, why pray about it? Pastor, I can worry about this thing. Why pray about it? Pastor, I can fix this by telling everybody off. Why pray about it? Here's number one, for peace. God wants to settle your spirit. You're in the midst of a whole lot of confusion, but God has not called you to confusion. He gives you perfect peace. But you will never walk into the perfect peace if you're not praying. God said, pray. Pray. Talk to me. You will never understand the why God does whatever he does in your life if you don't pray. If you don't want everybody else to pray for you, learn to pray for yourself. Learn to pray for yourself. You are just as powerful as Pastor Curry. Yes, I go to God quite often, and yes, but you are just as powerful as I am. Because the God that I serve and the God you serve is neutral. He's no respecter of God. What he's doing for me, he'll do for you. In the stillness of this moment, I dare you to pray. You'll get your peace back. But there's another thing. You pray so you can get the pardon that you need. Yeah, you allowing guilt to make you think God can hear you. You've been pardoned. The things you've done. The things that were damnable, the things that were against God. God says, I therefore have no condemnation to them who are in me. You can't get your pardon if you're not praying. And if you're not praying, you're feeling a lot of guilt and shame for where you've been. But where you've been is a testimony to where God is taking you. The deeper in sin you were, the higher your skyscraper will be. Oh, I got a whole lot I could share this morning. But I want you to understand the purpose for praying is for you to get your peace and your pardon. But there's another piece, and Satan don't want me to tell you. But I got to tell you before you go back to sleep, wake up, sis. Wake up, bruh. There's another, yes, we want your peace, we want your pardon, but this is the part Satan doesn't want me to tell you. There's another reason why you need to pray for protection. You need protection of your mind. You need protection of your body. You need protection of your family. You need protection against the spirits that are trying to overwhelm you. God is saying, I want you to pray so you can have the protection, the covering, to give you what you need in the moment that you need it. After you walk away from this time of prayer and meditation, if you're not praying, it's all your fault. Everything you go through will be your fault. Because God sends the word to you. First, he tells us in the top of the hour, you're not in it alone. And if you're not in it alone, how do I connect with the one who's in it with me? Through conversation, that's prayer. If I never talk to y'all again, if I never give you another word from God, I want you to take this word serious. God has a peace he wants you to enjoy. God has a pardon that he wants you to walk into and live out. Satan wants you to stay bound. God has set you free. But there's a protection. And your mind is at risk. He wants you to go, the devil wants you to go crazy. The devil wants you to lose it. The devil wants you to fall apart, but the devil is a liar. God says, pray. I'll give you the protection, the covering that you need to make the journey. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We give you glory. We give you honor for who you are and what you've done in our lives. You've sent us a powerful, impactful word this morning. We're not in it alone. And God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And God, we pray this morning because there's nobody else we can go to. Nobody else can heal us. Nobody else can deliver us. Nobody else can bridge the gaps in our lives. Nobody else can solve the problems that we're going through. Nobody else can bring us peace. Nobody else can bring us pardon. Nobody else can bring us protection. Only you, God. And for that and that alone, I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory. There's a person who's listening intensely this morning. God, I pray their peace. I pray, God, that they would pray and talk to you. And God, when you respond, they'll hear your voice and they'll move appropriately. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We thank you for the miracle of Sister Claudia Jones. God, continue to heal. Continue to strengthen. Thank you for bringing her home. Thank you for allowing her to function on her own. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We pray for Brother Kent, Brother Keenan Hunt. God bless him, heal him, strengthen him. God raise him. We believe you, God, and as I did, I said before and I'll say it again, you'll always get the praise. You'll always get the honor. Because God, a grave cannot praise you, but a person can. And the person we pray for this morning is Brother Keenan Hunt. Strengthen him, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Minister Cleckley. Continue to strengthen him, God. Strengthen his mind. Strengthen his body. God, let him go through what he must go through, but God, let him come forth with strength, with power, with might, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones. God, continue to hold her. Continue to heal her. Continue to strengthen her, God. In moments of weakness, remind her of the hope that is found in Jesus. We pray for Sister Ashley. We pray for Sister Michelle. God, we hold them up because you have made them the apple of your eye. You have held them up, and you've shown what miracles look like day after day. The doctors gave up. People gave up. They may even give it up. But God, you did not. So we thank you. We continue to pray for Brother Ben Mobley. Continue to strengthen him and continue to keep him. And God, now we come to the end of this time of prayer and meditation. And we pray for those who have brought prayer this to the call. God, I touch and agree with them. According to your will, let it be so. God, we pray for every person that can hear my voice. Let them have a strong day. Let them have a strong week. Let them have a strong life. You say in your word, God, however many days we have, let us enjoy each one of them. So, Father, as we are moving in our lives, let us hear the word and take heed to the word of God today. We're going to pray about it because we know that we're not in this thing alone. Be with us, God. Stand by us. Hold us close to you, and we'll forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pastor.